Okay, if we are ready, then we will close our eyes. Relaxed, relax. We ask permission of God to travel to the other world. What will happen if we pass away? Here comes the angels of Angel Michael, Gabriel, Angel Jophiel, Angel Uriel, Angel Raphael, Angel Satkal. Here comes the Holy Ghost. Shadow Olchai. We have contact with our soul. We have contact with our Holy Ghost inside us. We have contact with our angel. We get a lot of angels around us. We have permission for the experience, what will happen if we pass away. Okay. Your conscience. Look at the experience with your soul and the guidance of your angel inside you. Here comes the moment if you pass away. Okay, you have the knowledge of the earth, you have the awareness of your living. And now, the energy of your physical body. Here comes an angel with a golden key. He will open a lock, will open an angel. Will take you. You step out of your physical body. You can see your loved ones who are already passed away. And you can see the living one in the physical body. You see your own body, your own physical body. And you will be aware that you exist without your physical body. You see the loved ones who already passed away. They make a greeting to you and they will give you information. You receive the information you thought. You hear the noises of the living people in the physical body. There is a silver cord line, silver line connected to your body. You should be aware, you should have the experience that you passed away. Your physical body is the end of the period of your physical body. Then you should have the experience of your own funeral. You should have the experience of your own cremation, who has chosen the dead. That you be aware that you are not dreaming, but that you are passed away. You can see the surroundings and the environment of you where you are living. And you see other things. And after your funeral or your cremation, the silver cord will be disconnected. And then you go back to your own home. And you be aware that you can walk, but also you can fly. If you think I go to my room, you're actually in your own room. You think I go to New York, and actually you are standing in New York. The power of thoughts. The power of thoughts. Then you should be aware that your family, your loved ones, are sad and a lot of emotions. You should be aware that you not can reach them. You can reach them in their feelings, but a lot of them thinking about you, speaking about you, but cannot hear you. You can hear them, but they cannot hear you. And then you should have the experience for 40 days after you are passed away. Why we should have this experience for the 40 days? You are searching for spiritual experience, you are searching for God. But a lot of people thinking, if our physical body dies, it's the end of this. There's nothing. And if some people think there is nothing after pass away, then they think they are dreaming. They are dreaming. For example, they go to bed sleeping and they pass away during the sleep. They think they dream. And if we not have the experience of the 40 days, then we think we are dreaming on and on and on. That's why we have the 40 days. Actually, Jesus has the 40 days as well. All kind of religions have the 40 days. The 40 days, after of the 40 days, there comes angels. See, here comes the angels. Some looking as angels with wings. Some people they see as human beings. You know them. And they ask you if you go to the first heaven, to one of the heavens. And if you say yes, then you will leave the earth. This is the moment that you leave the earth. You have the guidance of the angels in order to go to heaven. You have seven heavens. You go one of the heaven. A lot of angels travel with you, guided by the angels. You come to a door, standing to both sides through angels. The doors will be open. You come in a place. This is one of the heavens. And you see a lot of all the people are passed away, and after 40 days come to this place, what we call heaven. It doesn't matter if you have a religion. It doesn't matter if you, what kind of religion. This heaven is a place where every body should come in order to wait for the golden book, your own book. And if you are in this place, what we call heaven, if some people on earth are thinking about you, then you see actually a mirror. And in this mirror, you see the soul of the people who's living on earth, who's thinking about you, or speaking in the thoughts to you. You can speak with the soul of the people of the earth, and they will receive the information via their thoughtness, via the feelings. You can see actually a mirror. There comes someone, one of your loved ones comes. In this place, all the people who are passed away, all the spirits comes to this place. And then the period of 1,000 days, then the angels will call you. You come in a certain place, a lot of angels, and you see actually yourself. This is the angel of your subconscious. The angel of Angel Metatron. You should be aware that every thought of your life, incoming thoughts of outcoming thoughts, either your soul is speaking to you, either your Holy Ghost is speaking to you, either your angel is speaking to you, of all kind of other spirits are speaking to you. Everything will be recorded. Everything will be recorded. That's why God knows everything, if He wants. All the things that has been recorded during your life will be under control and the full responsibility of Angel Metatron. Here comes Angel Metatron, the angel of your subconscious. Everything goes to your subconscious. That's why God knows everything. Why these 1,000 days? According to former lives, according to the Holy Book of Righteousness, of Justice, everything that's happened to you, everything that you have done to other people, for the people who cause pain, of emotional pain, of you doing or whatsoever, that will be checked according to the book, the Holy Book of Justice. There is a justice, but you net cannot take this in one life. It will be from all the lives, and what you have agreed upon this life. And if you have searching for God, actually you see your own, the angel from Angel Metatron of your subconscious is a copy of your own self under control by Angel Metatron. And he is not lying, this angel. They give the information that has been recorded. And you see everything of yourselves that you should know. You feel it, you see it. You make your own choices by yourself. Everything is be perfect. The planning of God is perfect. If the people on earth should know this, everyone make other decisions in this life. Everybody should search for happiness. Happiness. Love. And now the angels take you to other places in heaven, neutral places. And if you want meet someone who already passed away, they will make contact with you. If you feel someone, or you receive a thought of your loved one who already passed away, okay, make no contact with you. Feel, see or hear. They are now around you. In case they have a message for you, or you hear a voice in your head, or receive thoughts from your heart to your head, but you not cannot stop. This is the message from the loved ones who already passed away. For everyone who is now listening to this session, this is the message. And here comes a lot of prophets comes now. And angels. Everybody who is now listening, this session will be recorded. Or who will listen in the future to this recorded session, you receive an answer. This is the message from the Holy Source, from the angels. Angels working according to the holy plan approved by God. This is the message. Or you hear the voice in your head. Or you receive thoughts from your heart to your head, but you cannot be stopped. This is the message. Feel, see or hear. You never be alone. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. The angels taking you now back to the earth. You come now back in your physical body. Before you come back in your physical body, here comes Angel Zadkiel with violet light. They check all the energies. You come now back in your body, your physical body. Okay, you're now back. Okay. You can now open your eyes. End of the session.